Anna Netrebko is one of Russia's most stunning exports. She's a lyric soprano who's been winning over audiences and critics ever since she first performed at the San Francisco Opera in 1995. Since then, Ms. Netrebko has been on stage at the Metropolitan Opera, Covent Garden in London, the Salzburg Music Festival, and the Vienna State Opera. And now, Anna Netrebko has stepped into a recording studio and released her first solo album of opera arias. Here she is singing the title role of Donizetti's Lucia Lammermoor, a role she's performing on stage with the Los Angeles Opera. Anna Netrebko joins us from our studios in Los Angeles at NPR West. Thanks very much for being with us.
Hello.
What attracts you to a role on stage?
Oh, the music, the first, of course. And the roles which I can sing, because I have a lyric, how you say, lyric, a coloratura soprano. And I cannot sing Aida, I cannot sing Norma and all this heavy stuff. I can sing only light repertoire. And this is the first, how I choosing. And the second, of course, the character which I like, which is sort of close to me, or even not too close, but I can act this naturally. And I love this Lucia. It's really fun to perform this.
Let me ask you about your discovery, if you please. The story goes that the great Valery Gergiev saw you scrubbing floors at the Marlinsky Theater in St. Petersburg. You were then an opera student. Is this true?
Stupid Cinderella story. No. It's true that I was washing the floor, but it was 3 years before I started really to sing. I was studying at the conservatorium, and I just wanted to have a possibility to see the performances and rehearsals. Mm-hmm. That's why I went for this job.
Mm. So he didn't say to you, get off of your knees, madam. I think you have what it takes to be a great star?
Unfortunately not.
What a shame. That was such a good story, too.
I know. No, but he remembers me when I was washing the floor. He said, oh, now you can sing. Surprise.
Now, you grew up in
Krasnodar, this is the South Russia, quite big city.
And so they must have had a venue for opera in town.
We doesn't have opera in town, but we have lots of theaters, and I always try to go there, and I love it.
Mm-hmm. I read that initially you wanted to be an actress.
I wanted, I did, yeah, but that was too difficult to make the competition to the Academy of Drama, and I thought, okay, I will try to do the opera singer, and after that I can change, maybe.
Well, when did you discover you had an operatic voice?
I never discovered that. I just tried to sing. I heard from many people what I don't have any voice. That's, I remember. And I thought, okay, no, maybe I will try some more, and maybe let me just work a little more harder.
You shot an MTV video recently.
Yep.
And what's it like?
It's cool. It's something very different. It's weird because, you know, the opera arias, and it was shooting done like MTV music, mm-hmm. and with all the crazy dresses, and absolutely not about the opera.
Now, did you shot this at around a kidney-shaped pool in Brentwood, California?
Yeah, the last one, the Rusalka, in the pool in the bathing suit.
So this was the Rusalka was the role you were shooting?
Yeah.
Have you ever been offered a role you've turned down?
Oh, yes. You know how many Salome asked me to sing.
You were offered Salome a lot?
Oh, yes. I think they just want me to get undressed.
Let me explain. You have been described by one critic as Audrey Hepburn with a great voice.
Oh, well, I would like to sing Salome. I think it's a wonderful role, but yeah. My voice, it's not big enough for that.
Can you train yourself into it someday? Be ready for it?
Maybe, but I'm not sure if I want to sing Salome when I will be 45. Nobody want to see my naked body then.
I suppose the only thing for a gentleman to say is, oh, I'm sure that's not true.
We're kidding.
Let's listen to your recording of Donna Anna, Non Mi Dir, from Don Giovanni. I have read that, in fact, you didn't think you had the right kind of voice for this role at first.
Yeah, it's not only me. Everybody told me that. Are you crazy? You're going to sing Donna Anna? It's for the dramatic soprano. But the Harnoncourt want me to do audition for him.
This is the conductor you're talking about?
The conductor, yeah. Nicholas Harnoncourt, yeah. And I say, okay, I will try. Why not? And he say, okay, let's work.
Do you think your voice is better now than it was 5 years ago?
I'm still learning. I'm not finished yet. You always have to learn. Mm-hmm. And I hope I will continue and it will be better and better. Mm-hmm. At least not worse, you know.
Has anyone warned you about overtraining your voice?
I'm quite strong. I can sing a lot because I'm from the Kirov Opera.
Because you're from the Kirov Opera?
Yes. Everybody there singing a lot. So it's normal for us. No, but...
Not like those panty waists at the Met, you mean?
Yeah, because actually here, especially in America, they don't let the young singers go to the stage and not giving them the big roles. They think they're too young. Come on, why are they young? They have to sing when they're young.
Well, aren't they worried about young voices maybe taking on a role that will tax the voice and limit their careers?
Yes, it can be finished. I saw many hundreds of singers whose career finished in a couple of years, unfortunately. But it's depends only on your brain. You have to know what to do and how to do that. If you're not sure, better maybe don't do that.
May I ask, where do you live now, or at least what time of the year, where do you live?
I live in St. Petersburg, but unfortunately I'm never there, and I'm homesick.
Yeah. Well, you travel all the time, don't you?
I'm traveling too much, yeah, but this is my job.
Where do you go after Los Angeles, may I ask?
I'm going home.
You're going to St. Petersburg?
Yes, finally, to spend time with my friends and going to see my father.
Besides opera, what are some of your interests in life?
I like to eat. I like shopping. I like to go to see something like museums sometimes. Mm-hmm. I like to go out with the friends to discotheque, to the bars, get drunk. I'm young. I can have fun in my life.
Of course. We want to, another selection on your CD is Musetta's Waltz from La Boheme. One of the best-known pieces in opera. Let's listen to your rendition, if we could. What's Musetta saying here?
What I'm so beautiful, and when I'm walking on the street, all the men sort of turning their heads, looking at me. I love Musetta. This is one of the most easiest and natural roles for me. She's a little bit beachy, but it's okay.
A little bit peachy, did you say?
Beachy.
Oh, I'm sorry. I didn't quite get that the first time around. Your English is getting very good, Miss Netrebko.
Oh, thank you. I try.
Miss Netrebko, it's been a pleasure to talk to you.
Thank you. For me, too.
Anna Netrebko, who's appearing with Los Angeles Opera's production of Lucia Lammermoor, she has a new CD out. It's called Opera Arias.